I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Sunday morning, the 12th of May, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Luke, chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed." That was spoken by the mother of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I want to say right at the beginning, a very, very special and precious Mother's Day to every mother and every prospective mother listening to this message. At the end of this message, I want to pray for young ladies who are unable to fall pregnant. I really feel the Lord wants me to pray for you, that you too would become a mother. You know, when we look back in the history of the Bible, starting right at the back of the Old Testament with Abraham, remember, Sarah was unable to fall pregnant. And then the Lord blessed her with a son, and his name was Isaac. And it goes right through the Bible. Remember Hannah, she couldn't have a baby. And then God gave her Samuel, which some regard as the greatest of all the prophets. And we go right on to Elizabeth. Elizabeth couldn't have a baby, or she felt pregnant very late in life. And John the Baptist was born through Elizabeth. Jesus himself said, "There's never been a man born from the womb of a woman who is greater than John the Baptist." And we can go on and on. Samson, his mother couldn't fall pregnant. I want to say to you today, mothers, we love you, we cherish you, and we appreciate you. And I want to say particularly to fathers, husbands, I want to say to young men, appreciate your mother while you still have her. I remember my own mother very, very specially. She was a wonderful woman, and I look forward to seeing her in heaven. I had the privilege of praying the sinner's prayer with my mom. I led her to Christ. It was one of the highlights of my entire life. Now I'm going to pray for those young women who are unable to fall pregnant. Father, your word says, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you." I pray for these women right now in Jesus' name that you will give them the desire of their heart. They want to have a baby. I ask you to honor this prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, Mom. When you get up in the morning, look in that mirror and start speaking. Dad, start calling her mother, because she's going to have a baby. And when that mother becomes pregnant, please contact us. I want to rejoice with you. Jesus bless you and happy Mother's Day. Goodbye.